Hi, mate.
Hello, mate.
Hi, mate.
Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
Good. Any complaints from last week?
No, I'm still in recovery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was expecting angry letters and emails.
No. Andrew?
What's been going on?
Are you recovered?
What, from the crappy jokes?
They weren't crappy.
No, they were.
They were. No. We found ourselves funny, didn't we?
Yes.
Go on, what have you been up to, love?
Well, I've been playing with AI.
Have you?
Yes.
Again?
Yes, again.
Have you made a robot?
But for educational purposes. But it's just mad, isn't it? It's mad what it knows.
What have you found out? Because I know you told me about something you've been experimenting with AI.
Go on.
Tell him.
Well, Andrew.
Yes.
Bloody hell, I didn't know you'd done this much. Right, I have Googled you using AI.
Oh.
And it knows loads of things about you.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
How, though?
What specifically did you find out about Bossman using AI? That's what the thing we need to know.
Like his career and how extensive it is and where he used to work.
How many states has he wanted in?
Yes.
That kind
and
of thing.
And some surprising people he's been involved with.
Go on.
Oh, tell me. Who have I been involved with? Let's see if it's right.
Somebody called Rolf.
What?
He's been dying to say this.
This is a lie.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it is.
So, have you got a Wikipedia page, boss man?
No.
No, he hasn't.
Can we get one up and running for Jordan?
Yeah, we can do.
We should. Let's do a Wikipedia for you, then we can just put complete rubbish
Scott
on there.
Scott's got one.
Who?
Scott.
Oh, yeah, well, he would have, wouldn't he?
Yeah. That's the thing about Wikipedia for me. It's just you never know how reliable it is because it can be easily edited at some time.
People famously hack celebrity Wikipedias, don't they?
Yeah.
And put stupid comments in.
Yeah, because that's been in the news.
Yeah,
this is where AI is a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but ChatGPT isn't that much of a problem because most of it is true.
No, that's the same thing, though. That's still AI, isn't
it? Yeah, it's still getting it from the internet.
So, what did you find out about Bossman? What celebrities was he mixed up with in love triangles or whatever?
No, none of that. Just people he'd worked with. Like, it knew that he'd worked with
He is in the room, you know.
Yeah, no. It knew that he'd worked with Steve Penk and all that, Mike Sweeney. And it knew that he'd been involved in a chart show with Melanie Sykes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Go on, tell us more. I didn't know about that.
About 20-odd years ago, there was a chart show which went on, I think it was Heart, and then...
And then it got networked.
Stations like Smooth.
Right.
And they just created this really poor top 40 chart.
Right.
Which was based on playlists.
And were you presented or producing?
No, I was just producer. Right. Melanie Sykes and Nick Snaith were the presenters. And I think he's still at Heart or Smooth, something like that. Magic.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning. It's amazing how reliable it is. Because I still went and Googled everything after I'd read it.
Mm. Why didn't you just ask me?
Yeah, because half of the stuff I already knew anyway. Oh. So
you put Bossman's name into ChatGPT, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just putting Jordan's name into ChatGPT. How do you spell your last name? Anderson, is it?
If it says Proud Knobhead, I'm going to be so happy.
What?
Is it Anderson or Anderson?
Yeah.
Anderson. Right, here we go. I'm just doing ChatGPT, see what it says. Oh, apparently you're associated with the Lloyd Banking Group in Chester.
That's not me.
That's not you, is it? Oh, Jordan Anderson, associated with Follow the Dream podcast and Positive Media Company in Manchester.
Is that really? Come up?
That's come up in ChatGPT.
Wow.
Wow.
And apparently you've appeared in UK theatre productions, including Cher Show and The Prince of Egypt.
Nah, mate.
If you mean a specific Jordan Anderson, tell me anything you know about them. Hang on. He's a...
Knobhead.
Knobhead. Let's see what that comes out with. Sounds like Joe Nanson has been getting on your nerves. What did he do? I tell you what I wanted to talk about, gents, if you don't mind. And I brought this up with you, Jordan, a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
Dreams at night. Do you guys have any reoccurring dreams? I used to have one, just, I might have mentioned this before, where I'd be in situations like a Western. And like it's quite realistic. And I'd be stood, and there'd be a bad guy looking at me.
Yeah.
And we'd have, like, pistols at dawn kind of rubbish.
Yeah.
And this is true, by the way. And I'd be thinking, I'm going to die, and I need to wake myself up. And when he'd pull his gun and point it at me, I used to squeeze my eyes, and I'd wake up in my bedroom, generally. And then I'd shut my eyes again, and then I'd be back there. And the bad guy go, where did you go? I'm like, well, I woke myself up. Can't you do that? That's a weird thing. But I have that reoccurring. Any dreams you have?
Yes, I have a reoccurring dream.
Do you? Tell us.
Well, it's quite scary, this. And it involves Vicky.
Oh, my God.
No, I said it was scary.
Oh, right, okay.
It involves Vicky.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have this dream continuously, like every so often, where I'm running away, yeah, and she's running through these woods, chasing me with an axe, chainsaw.
And you've had that dream a few times.
But it's not just with Vicky, but it is at the moment. It's where different people, yeah, have been chasing me through the woods with a chainsaw. And then just as they're about to get me,
I wake up.
Yeah.
Do you wake up in a sweat, kind of thing?
Yeah. Like,
oh. And who else has chased you? You say Vicky, obviously. Who else that you can remember?
My dad, quite a few times.
Oh, we need a psychiatrist, don't we, to dial in?
Jesus. I mean, you can barely move. How are they not catching you?
But hang on, in my dreams... In your dreams, you could probably run really fast.
In my dreams, I go like the wind.
Oh, okay.
He's on a skateboard.
That's interesting.
What about you, boss man? Do you have any of your recurring dreams? Yeah,
no, weirdly, I do, and I would bet every former radio presenter has had this.
Go on.
It's, you're in a studio, and everything you attempt to do is going wrong.
Oh.
And, of course, you're broadcasting to thousands or millions of people.
Oh.
And it's terrifying.
And yet, when we do this podcast, you do it like in real life, don't you? It all goes wrong. Your nightmares come true.
This is very true.
Yeah, I think that's the kind of thing I would imagine as a presenter you worry about, don't you?
But every radio presenter I've ever spoken to has had that nightmare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I've had that in true form. And I'll tell you where it was, right?
Right.
Right.
We were playing a song at Tameside Radio.
Right.
One of the biggest radio stations in Tameside.
It's the only radio station in Tameside.
And I go to put... I brought my dinner in because I'd not eaten. And Scott just says, oh, put it on the side. You can have a bit as we go. So I put this chip in my mouth. And then I see the fader. And then we're live. I'm like... and then I couldn't speak.
Oh, were you supposed to speak? Was he talking to you? All right, okay.
Yeah. And everybody at that radio station wondered why I took them all off air.
So was it nerves or was it he had a mouthful of chips?
It was because he had a mouthful of chips.
All right, all right.
And that's that.
I remember one of my first ever gigs I worked on was at the Royal Northern College of Music, boss man. And it was literally ballet dancers.
Yeah.
And there was I just remember being back in the room, and all I had to do in this instant was press play for some music.
Mm.
And backstage, there was like the stage director and everything.
Yeah.
And I could hear him say, right, stand by with track number one or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at these ballad dancers walking on stage. I'm looking at the button and I'm hovering my finger. And I'm thinking, did he say one? Did he say one? He definitely said one.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you said track one, did you? Yeah, track one. And I'm looking, it said track one. I'm like, and I'm just scared to death thinking I'm going to press completely wrong track. Mm. So nerve-wracking. Anyway, I did press the right track.
Here's another joke of the week. Right, scores on the Doors. Both got a point last time.
Way.
Because you were both laughing at your own jokes. 47 points to Jordan. Kevin's from 46.
Oh. I brought a 9-year-old Scotch home last... Shut up a minute.
No, don't let him do it.
Shut up.
Go on, Jordan.
No.
Go on. You've got to bury yourself.
Don't let him do it.
I brought a 9-year-old Scotch home a few days ago.
Yeah.
His parents weren't so happy.
Do you know what?
You're quite proud of that, aren't you?
I'm glad no one listens to this podcast.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Are you ready, chaps?
Mm.
So a bloke walks into the pub, right?
Mm.
And he orders a double whiskey. And he downs it in a single gulp. And he says to the barman, he says, how big is a penguin? And the barman says, about 18 inches. Anyway, he orders another double whiskey and he knocks that down. And he says, what's the biggest a penguin could ever be? And the barman frowns and says, about a foot, maybe an inch or more. And the bloke goes, oh, God, I think I've just run over a nun. It took a while.
That's actually quite good. That might be the first time I've genuinely laughed at a joke ever.
You never laughed before?
No.
He's been faking it.
Oh, Kevin gets a point.
Yay!
It's 47 points all.
Oh, it's a draw.
Oh, great, that.
Lovely. Say goodbye.
Goodbye, John.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.